Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
Hi, scaredy cats. We hope you guys are having a great day so far. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz. And for those of you who are new here, welcome to our podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and all other scary stories. If any of that interests you, make sure you guys add the Scaredy Cats podcast to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode. You can also follow our TikTok page at Sway and Liz where we post daily content. Like I said on the last episode, guys, we are super close to hitting 100K followers on TikTok. So help us get there. And we also have a YouTube channel, which you guys could check out.
And we also review the latest scary movies. And if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, send those in at our social media pages at Scaredy Cats Podcast, or you can also use the email in the description of this episode. But before we begin today's episode, as you guys read in the title, this is going to be about hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And this was my first time ever hearing the story, right?
Yeah.
And I was super intrigued because I'm like, how did this all happen? How did this occur? Like, how did this even, you know, how did this guy get away with all this, you know?
Yeah.
But basically, I'm just going to explain to you guys what hypnotherapy is, and hopefully I'm saying that right. It's kind of a big word. But
before we continue, do you believe in like hypnosis?
Honestly, like, I don't know, it's kind of like it's in between. Actually, this is like a side note, I have one of my best friends, Alicia. She went to this, I think it was like the circus or the fair or something. This person was supposed to hypnotize her, right? She had to act like she was hypnotized because she said that everybody else was doing it, but she really wasn't hypnotized. So she acted like a goofball up there, right? And it just kind of makes you think, like, how many people actually do the same thing?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, can people hypnotize you? Like, is this possible? I feel like if someone's trying to hypnotize you, it means that like you're allowing them to do that to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
I've always been like 50-50 when it comes to like hypnosis, because I don't know if I actually believe that could happen, but to like go and experiment it, I'd be too scared to have somebody do hypnotize me just to see if it actually works, because if it does, then I'd probably like freak out. But I've always been 50-50. I don't know if I'm like truly believe it, but this story definitely is one that'll make you think.
Like I was saying, hypnotherapy is basically used for anybody who to like help them focus, you know, to get better attention, things like that. And this is the whole idea of why this all started. So there was this principal at, I believe it was called Northport High School. The principal's name was George Kenny, and he had been a principal from 1999 to 2011. He's been in education for over 30 years. So
yeah.
He knew what he was doing, you know, and stuff like that. And he decided, why not help certain students by putting them under hypnotherapy? He wasn't even licensed to do this, guys. So he learned through... And this is kind of crazy. A 5-day training session and through DVDs.
Dang.
This man was not licensed at all, but he was doing this to these students, right? So over the years, as he was at the high school, he had done like a total of 75 students and faculty members. He had put them under hypnosis. And this was in order to help them with like their academics, to help them focus. If they were going through things, like he believed that he was going to be able to help them,
mm-hmm.
right? Obviously, guys, like this is the whole point. Like this is another thing I do have to mention. The school knew that he was doing this, but they only allowed him to do it in like psychology sessions or like, you know, psychology. And they're like, okay, like you can show the students, this is kind of like something fun for the students to see. And I think there was also this like person who was like qualified to do hypnosis. He came to the school for like a little pep rally, and he was doing it, and the principal would assist with it. People knew that he was doing this, but he was only allowed to do this under like, you know, supervision, I guess, if that makes sense. So like people had to know that he was doing it. Once the administration ended up finding out that he was doing it without letting anyone know, he was doing it, you know, like with kids in his room and stuff like that by themselves. That was when they're like, okay, you need to stop. So they asked him a total of 3 times that he had to stop doing this, which is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I mean, there was parents that were like allowing him to do it to their students and stuff, so they were giving him permission, but that was like in a school setting, not them being alone. So that was like the whole issue with this whole thing. I'm just gonna ask you this: if there was like someone at the school, even it being the principal, and they asked you, like, you know, giving you permission slips to do this to their their kid, would you allow that? Like, would you allow your own kid to go under hypnosis by someone else?
I wouldn't. Like, I understand it's for, like, educational purposes, which is what he was intending to do, but that's weird.
Right? It's just a little, like, bit weird. And, and, like, there's actual videos of him doing this, you know, when he would have their own sessions in his office. The weird thing about this, and this is what even, like, the detective said, is, like, why are you having these kids alone with you? But the way that one of, like, in the video, one of the kids, and it was a boy who fell on his lap, the way he fell, they were kind of thinking, like, this is kind of weird. Are you doing stuff to these kids without them knowing because they're under hypnosis? You know, like, obviously when they're in that state of mind, they have no control of their mind or body. So this was another issue that was coming out with this, is like, what was this guy intending to do? Was he actually helping them? Did the kid fall on, the way the kid fell on his lap and, you know, he didn't pick up his head, did he do it because he didn't want to disturb him? Like, it was really odd. Yeah. And honestly, as a parent, if I saw that, I'd be like weirded out, but okay, no, like, snap my kid out of it. You're not going near my kid. The crazy thing is, guys, that 3 main students ended up dying, passing away. The whole thing issue resolved around this hypnosis, right? So one of the students, whose name was Wesley, George Kenny would actually put him under hypnosis to help him because he wanted to get in the school, which is Juilliard, which is a big music school, you know, one of the biggest out in the country. He was like a guitarist and a pianist. He was really nervous and got anxiety, and he had an audition soon. So he's like, in order for me to do this, I need help. So the principal went out to help him, put him under hypnosis to try to calm his body, you know, help him focus on the audition. And I believe it was the day after he went under, you know, hypnosis with the principal, he ended up committing suicide, which is so terrible, guys. Obviously, my thoughts and prayers to the family. This did happen a little bit of ago, but still, it's pretty sad. And it made him think, like, what the heck? Like, how did this happen? Well, the second student was named Marcus. He was, like, the head quarterback. He had dreams to go play, like, for the Gators, I believe, and stuff like that. He was coming home from a dentist appointment with his girlfriend. So they were driving a car. They were on the interstate. The girlfriend said that the principal was teaching himself hypnosis, so he would teach him how to do it in order to deal with the pain on the field and stuff like that. When they were driving home from the dentist appointment, the girlfriend said that his arms kind of locked on the steering wheel and his eyes went the back of his head, but this thing that she saw on him is almost like he was putting himself under hypnosis because maybe it was like pain from his dentist appointment or something like that, so he was doing it to himself while he was driving. Well, the car ended up going off the interstate and it went and hit a tree and he passed away from his injuries, and his girlfriend ended up surviving. So this is kind of how we know what state of mind Marcus was in at the time of his death. And the third death was this girl named Brittany, and this is why everything just went like sideways, because she was actually studying for SATs. During this time she was going through, like, you know, a recent heartbreak, and the principal wanted to help her, so she was having like feeling like a lot of pressure to pass her SATs, and she was just really good at like an academic. She had a 4.0 GPA, so she was really smart, you know, and he wanted to help her with all that, so he ended up putting her under hypnosis. And turns out, you know, a few days later, she ended up committing suicide too. So all of this just looks suspicious. And this is when it came out in the newspaper. The media was covering it. Like, this principal caused their death because of this whole hypnosis thing.
I mean, if you look at it, you could easily, like, point that it's a coincidence. But, I mean, if you actually, like, go into the facts, why would they do these things when they were so...
They had so, like, much going on.
They had so much ambition to do what they wanted to do. Obviously, you know, you never know what a person is going through. But it just makes it seem extra suspicious that they went to the principal and the principal, you know, like, offered them help, like, let me put you under this, like, hypnosis thing that I found out, and it will help you with your anxiety, it'll help you with pain, it'll help you with anything, and it'll just make you feel better. And then afterwards, them just passing away or committing suicide, like, you could easily call it a coincidence, but I honestly think it's bigger than that. And I mean, I don't know how he felt okay continuing to, like, do hypnosis on these kids knowing that he's not certified for it, that right. He just, like, learned through DVDs and stuff. Yeah. Like, if you really wanted to do this, you could easily go and get a course and get certified for it, but why didn't you?
Exactly. And, like, all this stuff, and to be clear, guys, this all started to happen in May of 2011, and during this time is when the principal ended up going under investigation. Everybody was kind of going at the school, like, why didn't you guys stop him? Like, why were you guys allowing this? And that's when they're like, oh, like, we told him to stop 3 times. But it's like, if you guys knew he was doing that and told him to stop 3 times, that's not enough because he still kept going with it, right? Yeah. So things started to kind of get messy because the principal ended up getting charged with two misdemeanors. One of those was practicing hypnotherapy without a license. And then he only got a year probation. Mind you, this guy is currently retired. He ended up getting full pension leave, and now he has a bed and breakfast in North Carolina. And these kids had all passed away, and during this time, like, everything was going on, the parents only got received $200,000 per student, which is so messed up, right?
That is messed up.
It's so terrible. But I know, like, that he ended up getting questioned. They're like, if do you know, like, do you realize that? And like, for Brittany, who was going through a heartbreak, she was kind of like, you know, a little bit of depressed. And they're like, you know, anybody who is suffering from depression, if you put them under the state, you know, they can act on their subconscious, like, mind and things that they want to do. And he's like, yes, I did understand that, but like, I didn't know, you know, kind of like this would have occurred. So it's like, obviously you didn't, because you weren't licensed.
Yeah.
This whole story was just pretty crazy to me, because I'm like, I can't believe like this really happened and all these poor kids lost their lives. But that's the thing, there was people who were saying that like, everybody loved this principal, he was a great guy, and then once this happened, he was just a monster. So there was people who were on the side of the principal, because they said that parents allowed him to do it. I mean, the kids allowed him, like, it was under consent. But then on the other half, there was parents who were upset, like, why would you ever do that? You knew you didn't have a license, like, these kids were in danger because of you, and like, the administration could have stopped them, but they never did, you know. So it's kind of like a 50-50 with this story. I honestly think that, like you said, he went in with the intentions of being helpful, but once the test scores and once they started winning games, everything started going up, he kept doing it and maybe he just wanted the school to look good because he was a principal, you know. Who knows what he was thinking, but I feel like his intentions were good until it started to build up, you know, and maybe he became a little selfish with it. And I do know that there is actually a docuseries called Look Into My Eyes. I haven't watched it yet. I definitely want to, because I want to know more about this story. But as of right now, like, I just think this is insane, and that the people have the capability to really go into your mind and do this, you know. Like, I wonder how it even feels to go under hypnosis.
I feel like maybe you feel like you're floating in a sense.
Yeah,
like kind of in a dream.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, like, you know, like when you had those vivid dreams and it seems so realistic. I feel like that's how it would feel.
Okay,
like you're just in this imaginary place. But yeah. But either way, I feel like what makes it hard, and the reason why he got such a low time,
like a slap on the wrist, basically,
probation, because it was 1 year probation. I feel like it's really hard to get evidence to see if like this hypnosis actually was what caused these kids to do that. You know, how do you really know it works?
Yeah, and I think the main evidence was the videos, because they can see the kids like slowly dropping their heads and stuff. Mm. So like, oh yeah, like they were under hypnosis. But I do get what you mean. Like, how did they know for sure? Like, this was the main factor of their deaths.
Yeah, because it could also be something psychological where the principal's telling, okay, I'm gonna put you in like this hypnosis spell and you're gonna fall asleep and all this. And maybe, you know, our mind is powerful, it could trick us to doing a lot of stuff. So what if these kids convinced themselves that they were going under hypnosis?
Yeah, I do.
So I guess that really doesn't like make a lot of sense, but it's hard to prove that hypnosis is actually working unless somebody volunteers.
Another thing is too, I think the main detective that was on the case was like, what if these kids never like entirely exited that kind of state of mind and they were still in like under hypnosis, you know? So what if the guy said like they were acting on their subconscious thoughts? I mean, what if Wesley was going through a lot, under a lot of pressure, and you know, he wanted to get into the school, but he was like, man, I can't do this, and it was just too much on his mind or too much on him. You know, mm-hmm. Same as Brittany. And then Marcus, I did see, like, you know how they said that his arms locked and his eyes rolled in the back of his head. What if he was like getting a seizure or something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that, like natural causes basically, mm-hmm. for Marcus. But overall, I really don't know. Like I said, this whole story is just weird. You never really think that this stuff would happen. But I'm gonna ask you this: do you think he deserved more of a punishment?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah. I definitely do think he deserved more of a punishment, because these kids passed away due to whatever he was doing, you know. Mm-hmm. Whether the hypnosis was actually working or not, these kids somehow either committed suicide or just passed away mysteriously, you know. So I feel like he definitely deserved more time, because that's kind of sad if you really think about it. Like, they gave the parents $2,000.
$200,000.
Mm-hmm. And it's just basically like just money for them to feel okay. But it's like you can't bring back their son or daughter, you know.
Yeah.
What is money gonna do? You know, money's not gonna bring them back. And it's like, that's all they offered is just money. And then this guy gets probation, not even like had to spend time in jail or nothing. he just gets probation and now he's, you know, living his best life. It's just, it's sad to think that a lot of kids passed away under his hypnosis stuff that he was doing while he was uncertified.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's like the huge issue about it too. And I know that like people were saying like in the interviews, like on the docuseries, they were like, he was our principal at the time, it seemed okay, and now like I'm looking back and like, wow, like that wasn't okay, you know. Yeah. So I don't think, even if I was one of his students, I don't think I'd trust to go under his care, you know, because it's like, are you licensed, are you certified? That'd be my first thought. But
even when we were like, when we were in high school, we graduated a long time ago, but even when we were, if we were in high school, like just picturing myself, my principal telling me like, hey, I noticed you're really nervous to take your SATs, I got this new thing that I do called hypnotherapy, let me do it to you, and like it'll help you ease that anxiety that you have of passing your test, I would be like, no thank you. Like, yeah. I'd rather be anxious. That would just be weird.
I'd be like, no thank you, but I appreciate, you know, your help. And weird. I guess from these kids' point of views, maybe they were just so desperate and they're like, okay, this is gonna really help me, you know. So who knows what actually happened. Maybe these kids, you know, actually passed away from what their death really was, or maybe the, you know, George ended up having a part in this. Who knows? Like, this whole thing still remains a mystery because he just seemed like the main guy to point their fingers at, you know. And maybe he was at fault, I don't know. And I think this story will leave it up to you guys whether or not it was the principal's fault, or maybe you guys think that this just happened and it was coincidental.
What makes me a story that pops up in my mind talking about this one is the other teacher. This one happened recently, I think maybe like last fall. Mm-hmm. The teacher that made the whole, when the principal walked in and she was making the whole class do witchcraft.
What the heck? I don't think I heard that.
Yeah, so she had the door locked, and you know how principals have like master keys to all the rooms?
Yeah.
She had the door locked and the principal was knocking and stuff, because I guess, you know that little like routine that principals do where they just walk into the class to see, yeah, how things are going. I guess the principal was doing that, and it was in an elementary school. She locked the door, and on the whiteboard she had a bunch of like witchcraft sayings, like little quotes, and a bunch of like satanic little symbolism, and she had all these kids like chanting some weird witchcraft song. She was basically having them practice witchcraft without the kids knowing what was going on. And I guess, you know, some kids were having like really bad nightmares. I think there was one of the kids ended up passing away. It was like an unknown circumstances of why they were passing away, but it was said she got arrested for, you know, having the kids do witchcraft, and then she was also doing voodoo on some of the kids. And yeah, she got arrested, and it was last fall, and I think she's still in jail. But it just makes me think about that, because like, I don't know, that was just weird. Like, it happened at a school too, and I mean, it's nothing similar, because you know, witchcraft and hypnosis are totally different things, but it just popped up in my mind. Okay, maybe, yeah, we could do a whole episode on that one,
yeah,
because it's actually creepy. Like, the backstory of the teacher is pretty disturbing, so we might do an episode on that one. But yeah, it made me think about that. Like,
I don't think I've heard that one either.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah. Overall, guys, this whole story is just odd. I really don't know. And like I said, there is that docuseries called Look Into My Eyes. I think I'll definitely watch it after this, because like I said, like, this is a story I just found and came across, and I'm like, dang, I never heard of this. And this happened back in 2011, and he resigned 2012. Mm. So like, I don't know. Who knows exactly what happened? Yeah, it was a long time ago, guys.
12.
Yeah. Oh, snap. That is crazy, yeah, to think.
We were in...
That's wild.
What? We were in...
Middle school, yeah.
Middle school.
Sixth grade or something. No, because we met when we were 10 or 11.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, probably like middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild. That was, mm-hmm, a long time ago.
It really was.
But, yeah, guys, if any of you listening have ever been under hypnosis or know somebody that has, let us know on any of our social media platforms, mm-hmm, like what it feels like. Because honestly, I'm really interested in wanting to hear you guys' stories, if any of you guys have been hypnotized and how it feels. But without further ado, that'll be the end of today's episode. Like I said, go follow all of our social media pages at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K. If you have any stories that you guys want us to talk about on the podcast, feel free to send those in through our email, which is in the description of this episode. It is hello.scaredycats@gmail.com. So just send in whatever story you want us to talk about, and it might be featured in an upcoming episode. Without further ado, we are out. Peace.